2011 is the year the NLRB exploded onto the national consciousness, all because the agency's general counsel filed a complaint against Boeing over its decision to build a Dreamliner plant in South Carolina. That drew this kind of response. Here's South Carolina Representative Jeff Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, this action by the NLRB is unconstitutional and illegal. I call on my colleagues in the Education and Workforce Committee to hold hearings into this bureaucratic atrocity.
The NLRB's top lawyer argued the company illegally built the plant in South Carolina in retaliation for prior strikes in Washington state.
It became a big deal with congressional hearings and threats to defund the National Labor Relations Board.
Charlotte Garden teaches labor law at Seattle University. The NLRB dropped its complaint when Boeing and the machinists reached a deal over the 737 MAX. But now machinists have filed more than a dozen charges with the NLRB against the company. They say Boeing violated labor law by threatening to build the 777X out of state if they didn't pass the recent contract offer. Garden says even if the NLRB files a complaint this time, she doubts it will generate the same kind of controversy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same employer and the same union, but I don't know that it's got the same potential to be so politically explosive.
She says that's because there are no other states involved. Still, machinists, Boeing, it's got to bring up some kind of bad flashbacks for the agency. Jeffrey Hirsch used to be a lawyer at the NLRB and is now at the University of North Carolina Law School. He says the agency is supposed to stay free of politics, but it's hard for NLRB employees not to notice when they're caught in the crosshairs.
Certainly, they're going to be cognizant. But, you know, on the other hand, the NLRB is not going to shy away from something just because they might catch political heat.
It could take several months for the agency to investigate the charges. Boeing says it followed all labor laws during negotiations and fully respected the rights of employees. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.